Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I know he listens to the podcast after he gets off the air at night. So this message is for one person and one person only.
Oh, yeah.
We are in agreement. Ryan Busby, we like the beard.
We like the beard.
Oh, it looks good.
A bearded Busby?
Yes, I just looked up during the break. I go, look at Busby rocking that beard. He looks great.
Looks handsome. Very fantastic.
It started as the vacation beard, and now it is the on-air beard.
Well, I don't know that going home and recovering from Achilles tendon repair surgery is a vacation.
It was not the name I gave it.
The Busby beard.
Oh, I like it. He looks good. We just saw him on the TV. They have found a message in a bottle. Messages in a bottle written by two Australian soldiers a few days into their voyage to the battlefields of France during World War I. Have been found more than a century later on an Australian coast. The Brown family found the Schweppes, is that how you pronounce it?
Schweppes.
Brand bottle just above the waterline at Wharton Beach in Western Australia on October 9th. Her husband Peter and daughter Felicity made the find during one of the family's regular bike expeditions to clear trash off the beach.
Cool.
It says here, inside the clear, thick glass were cheerful letters written in pencil by Privates Malcolm Neville and William Harley, dated August 15th, 1916.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where did they toss the bottle?
Well, we don't know, Dan, into the ocean. They're no longer with us.
Well, yeah.
They've not been interviewed.
I mean, well, they're two Aussies, and then they went to France, but yeah, just wondering where they tossed the bottle.
It's crazy if they were written in pencil, even after all these years. I don't know what they sealed it with, but my God, that it was still legible.
We have had two messages in a bottle found in the last year that were found directly below where they were dropped. So that is a very important question from Dan. Because there was a lady who had one of those clear boats for like the sightseeing tours.
Right.
And she pulled into the harbor wherever she operated out of and was like, oh, my God, a message in the bottle. And say it was New York City. And it was signed at the bottom from 1912, New York City. The bottle just went straight down and sat there for 100 years. And
how far did it travel?
Yeah, about 2 inches.
Well, I thought you were asking about this story here. In one of the letters, Malcolm Neville, writes to his mother that he's having a really good time. The food is real good so far, with the exception of one meal, which we, quote, buried at sea. The ship is heaving and rolling, but we are happy.
Okay. I'm reading up on some of this. They tossed the bottle just a few days into their voyage.
Yeah.
So they left Australia, and then a few days later tossed the bottle into the ocean. One might assume it was the Indian Ocean. So much closer to Australia than France.
The whole story is amazing.
That's awesome.
The paper was wet, but the writing remained legible, even though it was in pencil.
All right, I got my dumb baby story of the day that just helped me explain this. Police have broken up a Lego theft ring.
Okay.
Recovering hundreds of beheaded figurines. And I'm going to show you the photo. You know what the little Lego heads look like? You know, the little cylindrical Lego heads of the little
Looks
Lego people?
It's like a
people.
Weirdly shaped bead.
It's a weird shaped bead.
Yeah.
There are bajillions of these beads that they found in this sting operation. When detectives from the Santa Rosa Police Department arrived at a house in Lake County, California on Monday, they discovered what looked like a Lego crime scene. Plastic figurines were everywhere, their heads removed from their bodies and organized in neat rows by facial expression. Tubs and bins brimmed with loose pieces, tens of thousands of them, according to police, and were scattered across desks in the living room. Unopened sets lined the hallway floors. They've arrested a 39-year-old after an investigation that culminated this week. The investigation was going on a month, where he is believed to have stolen thousands of dollars in the popular toys.
Why?
What? It was a pyramid scheme, Scott. He was directing others to go into the stores and steal the Lego sets around town, okay?
Okay.
He was then flipping them. Why, you ask?
Why?
Because some of these pieces fetch tens of thousands of dollars for like one specific piece. Even though the sets, you know, you can get a set for what, $25 now? It's been years since I bought Legos. Some Lego products can increase in value by 10% a year, which is better than your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was the head of this operation that would go out and order in this pyramid people to steal the Lego sets. It has become such a problem out in California that the Walmarts and the Targets, they're under lock and key, the Legos.
That is correct.
Careful where you step.
Who would have thought, agreed, who would have thought
that'll
that
hurt.
Legos are one of the most stolen items at a Walmart or a Target?
Well, three years ago when a relationship of mine broke up, she didn't want furniture. She didn't want cutlery. She wanted her son's Legos out of the storage in the basement. That was it.
Okay.
Some of those sets are hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
They're small, so they're easy to grab and run out of the store with. I didn't tell you guys this, but a couple of weeks ago, I popped into the Target. I needed some dog food. It was late at night. And the dog food aisle happened to be about four rows from the Lego aisle.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there trying to figure out which food to get because we don't normally get the food from Target. And I'm like, I don't know. My dog has allergies or whatever. I don't know. I just listen to the girlfriend. And I'm sitting there, and I can't help but overhear in this silent Target, "Well, bro, we can just grab them and run."
Oh, stop it. You did not bust up some kind of crime ring in progress.
And I was like, what? And so I sit there, obviously, real quiet, and I'm listening, and
they're about to make a citizen's arrest.
Talking back and forth in the Lego aisle about grabbing it and running.
Why do you withhold this type of information from us for days?
So I walk past the Lego aisle and make sure that they both see that we make eye contact.
Did you do this with your fingers in your eyeballs?
No, I just looked at them.
I got you.
Parents, I'm watching
you. I got you.
I just looked them directly in the eyes. Do I know whether or not they stole Legos that evening? I do not.
Are you
kidding? Paid for the dog food and left.
What was their expression when you saw them? They know they'd been had?
Well, I think it was a situation because, again, Target was about to close. I think it was a situation where they thought, yeah, no one was near them.
They knew the jig was up.
When I locked eyes with them, they were like, oh.
He's on to us.
Should have had
Secret
you visit,
shopper Sam.
Should have had Sam visit the Louvre.
Wow.
God.
But wow. Just, and talking at full volume. It's not like they were whispering. Oh, bro, we can just grab them and go.
Do they really say, oh, bro?
Yeah.
Did you think about going, like, can you imagine Sam in between the aisles of the dog food, just moving some dog food one way and going, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
But you got to do it like Liam. You got to sound like Liam Neeson.
I have a very special set of skills.
I heard you. I wouldn't do that if I were you. The Batman set's the most expensive.
No, for whatever reason, Legos are a big deal.
Have you seen the photos of these loose Legos and the way that they laid out the little heads?
Are lined up by facial expression.
They look like a table full of emojis.
Yeah.
Like on your phone, you have the bin that has all the emojis.
That's a great point. When we get back, we've talked about this in passing. Now there's a new survey out this month. Do you use subtitles when you watch television, even if it's in English? Do you?
Definitely if it's in English.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You do, Sam?
I want to be the person that comes up with the term for the noises that you hear in a movie that are subtitled.
Like birds irking?
Yes. Yes. Fluttering. Light fluttering noise.
Girdling.
Wet squelching.
What show are you watching, dude? Weirdo.
Did they subtitle that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what he's referencing, God. It sounds like.
Tongues a flopping.
I don't want that job.
Anyway, there's a new survey out on what percent and which age group is more likely to use subtitles. I swear that this started during COVID.
This is a thing a lot of people have been complaining about the noise levels on certain streaming channels and beyond. About how they're mixed and how you can't really hear things the way we used to hear them. So people are using subtitles, even if they're English speakers.
And don't forget my Run Do Not Walk from a couple of weeks ago. Every week it gets better and better. Chad Powers, and I believe it's on Prime. It is really good and really funny.
Ominous farm animal sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Oink. That's quite the moo and the oink.
Okay. 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
So when a captioner must describe a sound that is difficult to convey with words, the result can be unexpectedly comedic, and I will give you a handful of examples. Ominous farm sounds.
Okay.
Aggressive jazz hands. Malevolent fluting.
Malevolent fluting.
Confetti okay. of doom. Suspect crab sounds, and doorbell moans sexually.
Ooh, I need to get that doorbell.
Yeah.
Well, I might answer that door. All right, a recent poll finds that 40% of adults between the ages of 18 and 44 use subtitles always or often. If you're over 45, that number drops to 28. So the younger generation is more inclined, or younger generations are more inclined to use subtitles, even if the show is in English, and let's just say they all are. Older generations use them less.
Oh, I'm addicted to it.
I got addicted to subtitles, and I have them on all the TVs now during COVID, and I don't know why.
Let's go to the phones, but I will drop a couple more. Cheerful bongos approaching.
What's the difference between a cheerful and a non-cheerful bongo?
You know it when you hear it, Scott. Okay. Cheerful bongos approaching and intense duck sounds.
Steve in Belton. Steve, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, this is actually a fascinating issue. It's a little bit like, why is the McDonald's ice cream machine always broken?
Yeah.
I actually looked into this a couple of years ago, and I'm not the definitive word on it, but I did look into it. It's not your hearing. That's the good news. The bad news is, years ago, major length movies were produced. There are only about three or four major sound studios in Hollywood, okay? They were doing all the work for all the major motion pictures, all the weekly TV series. So a lot of time and effort was what went into sound and sound editing. You now have hundreds of movies being produced almost weekly, all these series on Netflix, all this content, and they're just not, you can't, the problem is it's hard to discern words as much and background noise.
Yeah.
They're not putting the money into, mainly because there is such a huge demand for sound editing, and it hasn't caught up because there's so many movies being produced. Whereas the old days, three or four sound studios put a lot of work and effort into the sound. They don't put the money into the sound these days. So it's on your ears.
And Steve, I'm going to be honest. I don't know what aggressive jazz hands are, but I want to see those in a movie.
It just dawned on me. I know exactly when I started using subtitles. Season one of Ted Lasso.
Oh, absolutely. A lot
because
of people did.
Because even though they're all speaking in, you know, British English, yep. I couldn't understand the dialogue. It was moving too quickly.
Here's another
one. I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was about to say. That's why I started using them.
Nervous screaming in Spanish. And then my favorite, inspirational fart.
Every fart is inspirational.
Right?
You don't have to put inspirational there.
I call that 7:15 a.m.
That is inferred. Jennifer in Lee's Summit. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. So I do want to correct you on Chad Powers. It's actually on Hulu.
Hulu, I beg
Not
your pardon.
Prime, it's Hulu. And Obsessed. So all of your listeners, I cannot recommend it enough.
Isn't it a fun show? It's just fun.
It is incredible. And it's done by Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. And if you watch it, there are little snippets or little nods to Kansas City in it as well, like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and others. But anyway, do not sleep on it. It is an amazing show. But going back to your point, yes. Like I just turned 40 and I use subtitles all the time. Like it is just crazy how much I use them. And my husband's 53. And so same situation, he uses them. And I was like, why do you use them? And then now I can't not use them. And it's just interesting, like how much has changed. And I was like, well, I thought it was my age. Well, apparently it's not my age. Your previous caller, I think, said it exactly right. It's just the way that they're being made now. But it is really funny, Dana, to your point, just watching the subtitles, and I'm like, well, I get a little added comic relief in here.
Oh, absolutely. Do you want me to hit you with another one? Because I will.
Yes, please.
B narrator vomits charmingly.
B narrator?
Vomits.
Australian alien laughter.
What?
Slow drowning music begins.
Is this my dreams?
And my all-time favorite, morally ambiguous ukulele music.
Now, it is kind of annoying now that we have sports all over streaming apps, because when you turn on or turn off subtitles on a streaming app, it applies to everything you watch on that app. So now, if I go to watch football on, say, Peacock, I have to turn the subtitles off, because they haven't figured out to not put them right in front of the score bug.
Oh, I see.
Now, I don't need them for sports, so that's fine, but then I have to go back into settings whenever I want to watch something
else. I would just rather leave them on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See the score bug. Plus, I like all those fun little stats they put next to it.
913-586-7798. You may remember yesterday we told you that Amazon was cutting roughly 14,000 jobs in their white-collar jobs. They're replacing them with AI.
Yeah.
And the company just came out and flat-out admitted it. We're cutting 14,000 people from our payroll, and these are corporate gigs, and we're replacing them because of AI. Another company has come out today, a much smaller company, Chegg Incorporated, C-H-E-G-G, Inc. They're based out of Santa Clara, California. They're an online learning platform.
Okay. Yeah, anybody who was recently in college or has kids in college or about to go to college knows exactly what Chegg is.
Okay. Said this week it is cutting 45% of its workforce, roughly 388 employees, as it confronts what it calls the new realities of AI and reduced traffic from Google to content publishers.
Here we go.
Be careful what you ask for. You may just get it. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Neighbors say people are stealing items from inside the Family Dollar on the 3700 block of Broadway Boulevard. The problem is the Family Dollar on the 3700 block of Broadway Boulevard is closed and partially collapsed. You remember that collapse killed a man, injured several others. Neighbors want city leaders and the building's owner to better secure the property. Several break-ins happened this weekend, three neighbors told Matt Fleener over at Channel 9. They saw people breaking in the side door of the building and leaving with items in their hands.
Why has the building not been torn down?
I cannot imagine that thing is salvageable.
If you're the insurer on that building or the owner of that building.
They have wood over one of the doors. They have like plywood over one of the doors.
Why has the city not demanded this building be taken down immediately?
On Tuesday, the City of Kansas City building inspectors cited the Arthur Fells Company for having an open building. The Arthur Fells Company has 24 hours to correct it.
Who's going to pay for the demolition?
Man, that's a great question, Sam.
Who's going to pay if somebody else gets killed in there?
Yeah.
But also a great question. And if it's food items that they're stealing, because they do sell food items, aren't they just rotting away anyway?
Well, but they don't sell fresh food items, I don't think. I think it's boxed. They have crackers and chips and that kind of thing.
Story here from Fox 4. Corelli Rodriguez has fond memories playing in the back alley behind her childhood home. The alley cuts through the backyards of the homes on East 9th Street near Prospect. Quoting here from Rodriguez, this alleyway was my playground back in the day. We used to ride bikes. We used to hide back here and play hide and go seek. Her mother owns that childhood home and still lives there. Rodriguez's 90-year-old grandparents also own the house down the street. But Rodriguez just couldn't do it. She and her daughter moved north to get away from an issue that's taken root two houses down the street.
Oh, it's crazy. Have you seen it?
I have not. What appears to be an abandoned home that sees up to 20 people going in and out of it regularly. Quoting here from Rodriguez.
20 people.
I couldn't do it, and I wouldn't allow my daughter to do it. But Rodriguez visits her mother and grandparents every week. This abandoned home represents everything that the Rodriguez family tries not to be. Dirty, dangerous, and draining. The home is literally filled with squatters.
20 people, and it's, what is the word I'm looking for? The level of unsanitariness.
There are no utilities in the home.
Filth, disgust.
Yes, let's just call it filth.
Yeah. Fecal matter.
I'm sure it's everywhere.
Did you read the part where she said they can't go outside? She says the stench, Scott, is overwhelming.
The city has repeatedly ticketed the home for trash and garbage citations, along with two court summons, neither of which the landowner has responded to. What do you do about it? I mean, I guarantee you this is one of those homes that is owned by that conglomerate in Ohio or somebody out in California. And let me see what you got.
It's just, it's what you think it is. It's an airplane bungalow that has been taken over by homeless people. And they are using it as their toilet and their.
Oh, my. Look at all that trash.
Yep.
Oh, my. The whole yard is filled with trash.
Yep.
Why can't the city condemn the property and tear it down? That's what they did during the All-Star game.
I know, but someone owns that dump. Now, I don't know who.
Well, somebody owned all those homes during the All-Star game. When remember, it was Mayor Sly James who said, we're going to clean up the corridor along I-70 getting out to the stadiums. And they sure as hell did. And they were tearing down homes left and right for the All-Star game.
It's also rats. It's disease. It's
roaches.
Oh,
I bet those walls move. What do you want to bet?
By the way, the city is three. The person the city says that has it, you know, it says no utilities, order to vacate, whatever, which they're not going to abide by that. Channel 4 says they are behind 3 years on their property taxes and they can't get a hold of her, which means the city is footing the bill for the cleanup.
Are they from here?
I don't know. I don't think they. Where would the department be within the boundaries of City Hall that has the time and the staff to track down absentee eyesore squatter property owners?
Know, one of the biggest mistakes of my life was buying rental property in Kansas City. There is an office you have to go to, especially if you're going to rent that property.
Yep.
And they know who owns that property. The question becomes, how do we find them? And if they live outside of the city, it gets three times as hard. You know, let's say they're one of there was a great article years and years ago by the Kansas City Star where they looked up, you'll remember this story, Dana. It was an investigative piece about all the dilapidated slum properties in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And a huge number of them, I don't know if it was a majority, but it was a huge number of properties deemed to be, you know, slumlord properties, were owned by this one LLC in a small town in Ohio. And I remember I was still married to Shonda. I don't know why I remember this, which is to say more than 15 years ago.
Thousands of properties.
Yes. And then there was a number of properties that were owned by a couple of slumlords out of California. And getting them to respond to anything that the city wanted, you know, noxious weeds or, you know, the grass is too high, the property looks like death rolled over, whatever, was almost impossible. Because you couldn't get this slumlord in Ohio to respond to any of the letters that the city
would
say.
Why would they? They know nothing's going to be done.
When I lived right in the area of 55th and Paseo, you know, that little neighborhood there, most of the homes share the driveway with the home next to it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our shared driveway house was vacant. And it was so
bad. Was
it
really vacant?
it really was. I think probably all of the college kids in the area made it actually vacant to the point that homeless people didn't feel like they could just move in.
Oh, I would not say that, but...
I don't know. It was actually vacant. I mowed the lawn multiple times because I was tired of just looking at it.
Ugh.
And in the 2 years that we lived there, I saw the owner one time. And he was like, man, the yard looks really nice. And, you know,
say that to you.
And I was like, I've been mowing it, bro. Where have you been? And I asked him, what's the deal? Because he's from California. I was like, what's the deal? Why do you own this property if you're going to come here once every 2 years? And he said, I'm making money no matter what. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
then I
right.
would have said, you owe me $600 for lawn services.
I'm making money no matter what. It's sitting there empty, even if he probably was paying the property taxes. That chunk of land, because of its location, was going up in value no matter what.
And how the city, you mentioned this earlier, the city cannot find the homeowner for this property near 9th and Paseo, or Prospect, beg your pardon. And how can you not find the homeowner?
What would happen, truly, if they just went in with a bulldozer and raised it?
I don't know. Ask Sly James.
Whoops. Sorry.
Well, they
I
can't
even find the homeowner. How's she
going
to know?
What I believe, and I'm just going off memory here, and this has been, you know, a number of years. I don't remember the year we had the All-Star game, but it's been a while. If I remember correctly, and again, just going off memory, what the Sly James administration did was do an end around. If you had not paid taxes on your dilapidated property
in 3 years, like this woman,
I think it was 3 years, maybe it was five. I can't recall. Then the city literally took possession of the home because you had not been paying taxes on it and condemned the property and then destroyed the property and then sold the land that the property was on.
Yep.
In some cases, the neighbors would buy the plot of land. And I think in some cases, they sold it for as cheap as $5,000, right?
To double your lot size, I would have paid it.
Right. Yeah.
2012, by the way.
Was it 2012? Thank you.
And this says,
it had been a while.
There, back in 2012, there were 800 structures on the city's list of dangerous properties. 125 of them were torn down that year.
God. That's more than they've ever torn down prior or since.
Well, why aren't we doing this now in the lead up to the World Cup?
I agree.
You know?
Let's get those happening? Bulldozers Let's roaring. Let's go, people.
Fire up that engine.
The smell of diesel in the morning.
It's like napalm. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
So Deion Sanders, who T has a unhealthy crush on.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Likes herself some Coach Prime, does she?
Let's just say, coming back from Cancun, we binge-watched one of the Prime
okay.
seasons. Yeah. Fascinating.
So anyway, Coach Prime.
Anyway, sorry, I'm a little off the track there. Apparently, they got beat last week 53-7.
I believe it was
Utah.
43-0 at half.
So Utah took their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
Because the final score is 53-7.
Yeah.
He says he has not been home since.
Oh.
He has been sleeping in the office.
Oh.
Sort of like that
chief of police in California yesterday.
Yeah, kind of like that.
They caught living in Idaho.
Yeah, the Buffaloes, by the way, are currently 3-5. They are having their worst season since he took over. Wow.
Okay, can we talk about the game tonight? Because I just want to leave. I want to leave right now and go watch it.
It doesn't start for another hour.
I don't care. In any best of seven series tied 2-2 up to this point.
The game's not why she wants to leave.
In
no, she
any
just wants
best
to leave.
Of seven series tied 2-2, the game 5 winner has won the series 46 of 68 times, almost 70% of the times. Who do you follow me?
Like, yeah, but I think your math is way off.
When it's 2-2, historically, you look back at the fifth game after it's tied 2-2, whoever wins the fifth game.
46 out of 68 times. And that's
70%? Goes on to win 67.6% of the time.
Okay.
It was a lot of math, so I rounded up to 70.
Okay. I'm just checking your math here.
You don't have to check my math. I just read it.
You're the interweb says it's true. 67%, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh.
Well, if the internet says it's true.
Right?
It must be true.
Which, by the way, and I'll go back to what today is. Today is International Internet Day. And it was on this day in 1991, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, that the World Wide Web was made available to the public. Here's what I don't understand.
Okay.
If it was made available to the public in 1991,
yeah.
How come in 1994, Professor Adrian Rivers still didn't know how to describe
it? When it said it was available to the public, it meant Silicon Valley. Like, if you understood what the internet was, which nobody did, right. But if you were one of the very few people, like top engineering minds in California that did, you could theoretically figure out how to log on. But, it didn't become available to the masses.
The first server
until
became
later.
Active.
Yeah.
Right?
People weren't even talking about it until 94. Four.
94 was, in that class, was the first time I had ever heard the phrase information superhighway, which is what it was originally
called.
Why
do we still need the www? Remember that day I read that ad and I go, doop 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 doop.
Actually, you don't. I'm on CNN.com and they don't even use it anymore.
No, the www should go bye-bye.
And by the way, I heard a commercial the other day, I think it was on TV, where they said, or check us out online at www.
No.
You don't need to do that.
I like how Dan came in here to help us describe this to you all.
Www.
You can have the most articulate explanation possible, Dan. And
no,
it's not
I'm just
help.
Listening and, you know.
Would you like to say www three times fast?
You know, it was made available to the public in 91, but of course we didn't really have the infrastructure yet for it. And the computing power wasn't.
Dan.
Anywhere near what it would be in just a few years.
For years at my first television job at WIBW in Topeka.
Which can be found online at www.wibw.com.
We did not have email.
Right.
In the very beginning, people would say, what's your email? And I'd go, you're talking to a reporter in market 162. We don't have email.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the mid-90s when I was
You can call me on my desk phone.
Yeah, we would have to stop at payphones.
Or hit me up on my pager.
Yeah.
Is this pager friendly?
Yes. Wait, you guys had phones by that point?
we had bag phones. But yeah, where you would have to unzip it was like a little miniature suitcase.
Yeah.
You unzip it and you had to hoist up the antenna.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then it was a big phone and the numbers were on the back of it.
And then you got brain cancer.
And
well, that's
by the way,
true.
It was so complicated. I remember when Sean and I got our first bag phone. The guy who sold it, the company, they sent a guy over with the bag phone to explain to us how to use it. That was part of the deal. Birthdays today. Winona Ryder is 54.
I'm leaving. You're never going to stop talking.
Richard Dreyfuss is, I'll stop talking when it's time to stop talking. Richard Dreyfuss is 78. And today is also National Cat Day. Have a great night.
Didn't let me tell you about that one time.
Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.